Whoever wrote the reply forgot that I actually put the schemes that are in place. In place. Now, Minister, I hope you listen carefully how this actually works. There are tenders sought for services to the islands. And in those tenders, only the islander fare is dictated by the department. All fares for tourists or non-islanders visiting the island, they pay the commercial rate. And all I'm looking for is that the 20% would apply to the island fare, which is a fixed fare as part of the contract. And yes, it would be foolish for somebody to take a non-subsidised service if they were an islander to the islands, where they'd probably pay a lot more money than the subsidised fare to the island. So most of the answer here is totally misinformed of the how the system works. Now, how the department is more misinformed of how the system worked than I am, I find hard to understand. So what we're asking here today is quite simple. Don't touch the tourist fares. Don't touch somebody like myself going to the island who'll pay the commercial rate, which is much higher than the island rate. Reduce the specific island rate, which is only in the PSO island contracts.